from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back into the spotlight from Nashville, Tennessee, blues musician Crystal Shawanda. She has just released her new album out, Church House Blues, and she'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I'm ready. You ready? I'm going to turn it up. We're going to start the show with music from Crystal Shawanda. Here is Blame It on the Sugar. Brand new from Crystal Shawanda, Blame It on the Sugar. That's off her new album, Crystal Shawanda, her album, Church House Blues. She'll be here in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, here's Dustin Harder, Ain't No Grave. We are Indigenous in music.
Get up out of the ground. I looked way over yonder. Tell me, what did I see? I see a band of angels calling after me. Then I looked way down the river, saw the people dressed in white. I knew it was God's people. I saw them doing right. There ain't no grave. I'm gonna go to the River Jordan, gonna bury my knees in sand, holler a hosanna till I reach the promised land. I looked way over yonder, tell me, what did I see? I see a band of angels calling after me. Then I said, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. If these wings should fail me, I'll need another pair. There ain't no grave that's gonna hold my.
That's brand new from the Johnnies, off their Leathers and Feathers album, Young Girl. They're going to be in our spotlight in 2 weeks from now. Hey, quick mention, if you ever want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. All right, here's the Spiritual Warriors Constitution song. I'm Larry Kay. Donate now and support the Indigenous in Music and Arts and its mission. The Indigenous in Music and Arts is a 501c3 nonprofit that needs your support to continue providing meaningful and memorable events. Contributions from you help share our story through our radio program, permanent and rotating exhibits, our virtual online gallery, events, and our music archives. Your donation directly supports our mission and is greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for supporting us, our musicians, and our artists. Visit us on our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, and there you can find all the details on how you can make a donation today. Show your love and support for Indigenous in Music. All right, here we go, Najiwan. This one's The Pursuit. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Thank you.
looking at me like I'm that guy. This woman trying to fraternize, I can't even go that route, so slow that down. See, I got my own beauty and she at home right now. That Jolene, she determined and she leaving what she came here for. She got a game in store, don't wanna hear her name no more. And any man that's crossed the path knows what I mean. On the double, causing trouble for me, damn Jolene.
Part of today's show, you can always find us on our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. Come on over, check out our archives. All right, Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. Here's Crazy Horse. I'm Larry Kay.
crazy horse is alive. And you and me. Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
La glace et les neiges éternelles.
Le vent du nord qui souffle, je marche dans la toundra
pour la survie de ma famille.
Nous devrions tous vivre en harmonie,
faire la paix et non la guerre.
Ne faire qu'un avec la terre,
en équilibre avec l'univers.
Que le tambour qui résonne en harmonie
avec toute la vie.
Nous devons respecter les animaux,
protéger nos forêts.
That's music from Mike Paul off his Origin album. I'm Larry Kay. Coming up next in our spotlight, Crystal Shawanda. We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is growing. We are now a nonprofit 501c3 dedicated to bringing you not only musicians, but artists and entertainers from around the Western Hemisphere. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusic.com to see how you too can be a part of this exciting venture. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back into our spotlight from Nashville, Tennessee, Crystal Shawanda. She has just released her new album out, Church House Blues. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Crystal Shawanda. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well down here, Sarasota. How are they treating you in Nashville?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so nice to be home. You know, it's in this weird, uncertain time, you know.
Yes.
A blessing in disguise. This is the most we've been home in a long time. It's nice.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad to have you back on the show, and you got new music. I've been listening to it all day, and I love it. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're so excited about it. It's been in the top 10 since its release back in April, so on the blues on the charts. So we're very grateful.
Wow, wow. Do you get airplay there in Nashville, too?
There's surrounding blues stations in the area.
Good
deal.
There's
one right in Nashville, but yeah, we're getting played all over America and in over 26 countries, and so we're really excited about it.
Good deal. Well, congratulations, definitely.
Thank you.
Well, great to have you on. Why don't we start by tell our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about the new album, Church House Blues. So go ahead, Crystal.
Yeah, definitely. I grew up in Wequimcong Reserve up in Canada, Ontario, Canada. I grew up on an island, and I'm First Nations. I'm Ojibwe Potawatomi, and I grew up in a family where, you know, we had a lot of love and a lot of laughter, and everybody was a huge music fan, and I kind of grew up watching my family use music as a cheap therapy. You know, I can always tell what kind of mood they were in depending on what they listened to.
Me too.
And so that led me to music. My dad was a closet guitar picker and singer, and so he taught me everything he knew, and then I kind of just kept going from there. I started singing on stage when I was 6. I started getting paid to do it when I was 10.
Wow.
And then I did my first recorded my first album in Nashville when I was 13 years old.
Jeez.
And I just kind of never looked back. Singing is all I've ever done. And then I moved to Nashville when I was 16 years old, and I kind of went back and forth. I kind of gave up, moved back home, and then would come back to Nashville, until I found my, you know, I got lucky.
Sure.
I was playing in Tootsie's Organ Lounge, and I got signed to a record deal by RCA Records, and they put out my first major album, and it debuted in the top 16 on Billboard country music charts. And and it's been nonstop ever since. I put out another country album after that, and we won a Juno Award with that. And from there, I realized I wasn't happy doing what I was doing. And so I made the switch to blues music. And
nice.
Ever since then, it feels like I've let the bird out of a cage, and now I could never put her back. So this new release is my fourth blues album, and yeah, we're excited about it. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a fun journey.
Sure. Now, how long did it take to get to vinyl? Was it a big project?
It took a little longer to get this new album out than we had planned. We were actually supposed to release it last year, but we handed in all the songs, and the initial plan was half of the album was going to be cover songs, like what I did on the last album, and then the other half would be originals. But the label ended up loving my originals more, and they said, send us more originals. So we sent a bunch of songs that we had written, we recorded them, sent them over, and that ended up winning everybody over. They felt like that was the direction they wanted to go in, and so we took the time and recorded the songs right and you know, and then we had to narrow it down because you have all these more songs than we had initially planned recorded, so then we had to narrow it down. And,
right on.
And yeah, so it took a little longer than we planned, but when we listen to the record now, we're happy that we took the time. It's way better than it was going
to
be.
Yeah. I was listening to Hey Love and Blame It on the Sugar. Who's the family members in there singing with you? I like it.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing. On Hey Love, we had the McCrary sisters singing with us.
Cool.
And they're just an amazing, incredible talent. You know, it was a treat just to watch them work. Like, we had front row seats to watch them do their thing. And it was just an honor, you know, having them on the record. If anybody listening out there is not familiar with them, please look up their music. They're amazing singers. And beautiful people. And so we had a great time. Yeah. So they sang on Hey Love, Church House Blues. And then on Blame It on the Sugar, I think we had Angela Hurt singing with us on that one. And I've known Angela Hurt forever. We both, you know, when we were both out there doing showcases for record deals around the same time. And she's just an amazing singer. And she, you know, continues to sing. You can hear her singing background for some of the biggest hits on country music radio these days. And so we had a really eclectic team working on the music.
Right on. Crystal, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is checking out my social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, that sort of thing. But Facebook is the best way. And then my website is crystalshawanda.co.
CrystalShawanda.co. Right on. Well, there you have it. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with blues musician Crystal Shawanda. She has a new album out, Church House Blues, and you can find out all about Crystal on her homepage at CrystalShawanda.co. There we go. Thank you for showing up tonight, Crystal. It's great to have you on
Thank
again.
Thank you so much for squeezing me in. I appreciate it.
Oh,
great
yeah.
Great talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Have fun in Nashville. Definitely.
Yes, you too.
And we're not far. You're going to have to come down and visit me down here in Sarasota sometime.
Yes, definitely. We love it down there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play you the title track. Here is Church House Blues. Music from Crystal Shawanda, and that was the title track, Church House Blues. In case you're just tuning in, Crystal was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
I'm trying not to have my suspicions, but baby, something's going on. Will you ever slide with me? You walk the line and be set free, or will you step into conformity? Will you fly high in the sky and never have to question why? Love is love, and that's all you ever need to know.
Junior, Looking for the Light, off his Sisters and Brothers album. Leela Gilday, here's Rollin' Thunder. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
There's rolling thunder in the sky. Coming on, drawing nigh. You can feel it crackle at the base of your spine. Hear them ring or cry. It's the sound of the people.
Rise!
people of the horses, the people of the plains, people from the looking pretty.
That's music from Conrad Big Knife, and that's Crush, title track. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us on iHeartRadio and SoundCloud, so check us out. You can always bring us with you wherever you want. All right, Carrie Morin, Jug in the Water. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Come and go someday. People
That's music from the Cody Blackbird Band, Rockin' a Hard Place. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. And our guest, I'd like to thank her, Crystal Shawanda, for stopping by and giving us an update on her new album, Church House Blues. If you missed part of the show today, you can find us on our homepage, Indigenous in Music and Arts.org, and IndigenousInMusic.com. Come over and check us out. We got a lot happening over there.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.